This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our other top story, you have noticed the weather. Snow accumulations will be going up to about 1 to 3 inches. Higher amounts are also possible, especially to the west of I-25. Southern El Paso County and Rampart Range under the microscope from now until 3 a.m. Just plan on some slippery road conditions in those areas. The hazards could impact the morning commute. Snow bands may roll over and produce heavier snow rates of about 1 to 2 inches per hour, quickly dropping visibility and creating slushy roads. More on the story, more on the weather forecast coming up here in just a few minutes. Well, more kids are committing crimes, but there's not enough space to hold them. Colorado Springs Police Chief Adrian Vasquez says his department saw an average of 400 young students, or young suspects, I should say, each month last year, with a quarter of those arrested for attempted murder and robberies plus assaults.
That's really staggering if you think about it. Would you ever have thought that many juveniles are committing those types of crimes on such a consistent basis?
But a new report finds that many are let back out on the streets because they're simply not enough beds in juvenile detention centers. For example, Zebulon Bank Pike Youth Service Center in El Paso County only has 27 youths in that facility. Chief Vasquez wants to see more diversion programs and stress. Higher risks kids should be rehabilitated before they hit the streets, should they be held accountable. State Democratic Representative Lindsay Daugherty says she sponsored a 2021 bill lowering the juvenile detention bed cap, says the reason Colorado is hitting the bed cap in that facility are holding low-risk juveniles who should actually be left out. Get those umbrellas back out. You've noticed that weather has moved into the area. Storm Tracker 13 says that snow will bring in more ice and snow and thunder. That means drivers could be under the microscope, and you're urged to use extra caution on the roads. An inch of snow is expected to fall along the Palmer Divide. The weekend looks a lot better with a warm-up starting on Saturday, plus the remainder of the weekend should be very nice. Don't forget, a reminder to change those clocks that night, Saturday night, losing an hour of sleep into Sunday. California is agreeing to make long-term cuts to water allotments for the Colorado River. Of the seven states, Native American tribes in Mexico, that draws water from the river, California takes the largest share, 4.4 million acre feet per water per year. Nearly three quarters of that goes to Imperial Valley farmland. The new plan for California has them cutting its draw by 10% for most years, depending on the impact of droughts on reservoir levels. Despite recent rains, Lake Mead and Lake Powell will remain below capacity, and the Colorado area, it estimates it will be half of the river use in those areas.
Cloudy skies and ongoing snow showers will continue across southern Colorado, particularly the I-25 corridor, through the evening hours, with anywhere between a 1 to 3 inch range around downtown Colorado Springs, 2 to 4 north of Colorado Springs, and closer to about 4 to 7 across Woodland Park and Monument. So be careful this evening and certainly through early Friday morning, as snow showers will be ongoing through the Friday morning commute. Overnight lows are in the 20s tonight, highs back in the 30s on Friday, clearing skies by the late afternoon hours and evening time frame. We'll be back in the 40s and 50s this weekend. Plenty of sunshine. And don't forget, we do spring forward Sunday for daylight saving time. It officially begins Sunday at 2 a.m., which means our Sunday sunset estimated at about 7 p.m. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.